Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Hema Beis. So says the Mishnah, B'shloisha Prakim B'shana Hayukol Mishmar Shavis. 3 times of the year, referring to the Shalosh Regalim. During the Shalosh Regalim, all the Mishmaris were equal. Which means that ordinarily, we've mentioned that the Mishmaris, the Kehanim who served in the Beis HaMikdash, were divided into 24 Mishmaris. Every week, a different Mishmar would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishmar that was serving that week, they would bring the Karbanis, and they would get to divide amongst themselves the different parts of the Karban that are given to the Kehanim, the parts that are eaten, the skins of the animals. They would divide all of that. However, on the Yamim Tovim, on the Shalosh Regalim, so all the Mishmaris came to the Beis HaMikdash, they all got to serve, they all got to divide up the different things, the different karbanis, the different parts of the karbanis that were given to the Kehanim. So again, this has the Mishnah, B'shloisha Prakim B'shana, during the Shalosh Regalim, how you call Mishmari Shavis Be'imurei HaRegalim. So all the Mishmaris were equal when it came to dividing out the different parts of the karbanis that were brought on the regal. It's dafka the Mishnah says beimuri haregalim, meaning there are different types of karbanis that are brought on yontif. There are the karbanis that are brought specific because of the yontif, like the karban musaf of the yontif. Those are brought specifically for the yontif. And then there's technically the regular karban tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel bein arba'im. There are other karbanis that are brought on yontif that are not because of yontif. It's just they're brought daily in the base of mikdash or because someone has a chiyuv to bring a karban. So those karbanis, the mishmaris, are not equal about. When are the mishmaris equal? Be'imurei haregalim, specifically with regards to the imurei haregalim, the karbanis that are specific to the yontif. And also says the Mishnah, ubechiluk lechem apanim, when it came to dividing out the lechem apanim. So now the lechem apanim were the breads that were divided every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's really not a yontif a carbon, so to speak. It's not a yontif division. Chiluk lechem apanim is something that happened every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah says, and the Gemara is going to bring for us a makar for this, that besides the imurei haregalim, they also divided up the lechem apanim. All the mishmaris got an equal share in the lechem apanim, not just the mishmar that whose week officially was to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash. And Ba'atzeres says the Mishnah that on Shavuos, meaning if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so there were 2 breads that were divided besides the lechem apanim that were always divided. There was also the shtei lechem. There was breads that were brought as a carbon on Shavuos. So you had both of these breads to be divided. You had the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem. Now the difference between the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem is that the lechem apanim that was divided out every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem apanim were actually matzahs. They were matzahs, they were thick matzahs, but they were nonetheless matzahs. As opposed to the shtei halechem that was brought in Shavuos, the shtei halechem was chametz, it was regular bread. So says the Mishnah that Ba'atzeres on Shavuos, when they were dividing up, now 2 breads, they had the lechem apanim and the shtei halechem to divide out, so Aymerlai, they would say to the person when they were dividing it out to him, that heiluch matzah, heiluch chametz. Here, take the matzah, referring to the lechem apanim, and take some chametz, referring to the shtei halechem. And Rashi explains that the Mishnah is coming to say, is that they specifically had to divide it like that. A person you're not allowed to exchange your share. You can't say your share. You can't say I'm gonna take extra lechem upon him and then not take shtei lechem, or extra shtei lechem and then not lechem upon him. You're not allowed to trade lechem upon him for shtei lechem or vice versa. So rather, says the Mishnah, they would tell the person, here's some of your lechem upon him and here's some of your shtei lechem. Here's some of your matzah and here's some of your chametz. Says the Mishnah now that mishmar shesmanoi kavua. The Mishmar, whose week it was to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say on an ordinary Sukkot. So on Sukkot, there was a Mishmar who's technically, if it wouldn't have been Sukkot, it was their turn to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Sukkot, let's say, or any one of the Regalim, whoever's Mishmar officially it was to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash, again, even though all the Mishmaris shared the Karbanis, but whoever's Mishmar was to officially serve that week, so who makriv to me then? They're the ones, that Mishmar Mishmar, they get to bring the different Tamidin, the Tamid Shal Shach and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and divide up all the parts they get to get eaten. The Nedarim and the Nedavos, they bring the Nedarim and the Nedavos, because those Karbanos are not specific to the Yantif, so therefore that Mishmar, whose mad it is to serve that week, they bring these Karbanos. And also, says the Mishnah, Vishar Karbanos Tzibur, they also get to bring all other Karbanos Tzibur, which the Gemara is going to tell us what that's coming to be Marbe. And also, Umakriv Esakol, they get to be Makriv everything, which again the Gemara will explain to us what that's coming to be Marbe. First, now the Gemara is an issue. The Mishnah said that on the Shalosh Regalim, so all the Mishmaris are Shavais Be'emurei HaRegalim, which we translated to mean that they divide up the different parts of the Karbanis that get eaten and given out to the Kohanim, so they divide them up. The problem is that Emurim typically refers to the parts of the carbon that get burnt onto the Mizbeach. Emurim are not parts of the carbon that go to the Kohanim. They're the parts that get burnt on the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara, Emurei Regalim Shal Gevayaninu. What do you mean they divide up the Emurei HaRegalim? The Emurei HaRegalim, they go to Gevaya. They get burnt onto the Mizbeach. Nobody gets a chelik in the Emurim. So says the Gemara, Amrav Chista, that Emurim over here doesn't refer to Emurim. Emurim here is different than Emurim in the rest of Shas. Emurim over here means Ma She'amur B'Regalim. It stands for Ma She'amur B'Regalim, the Karbanis of the Regel. So Emurim over here refers to the Karbanis of the Regel. That's what they divide up. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, Minayin Shekola Mishmaris Shavais Be'emurei HaRegalim. What's the makar to this idea that when it comes to Yantif, so all the Mishmaris are equal? Tamil Laimar, the Pasuk says, Uba, Uva, Bechol, Avas, Nafshoi, Vesheris. The Pasuk says that the Kehanim, they could come whenever they want, and they could serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's referring to Anyantif, that Anyantif, whoever wants to, so they could get a shear in the Karbanis of the Yantif. Yachl, Af, Beshar, Yomais, Hashana, Kain, I might think that all year round, whichever kind wants to, he can just show up to the Beis HaMikdash and take a job. Tamil Laimar, the pasuk starts off, it says that when the Levi comes, me'achad sha'arecha, from one of your cities. So we dash it from there, the lo'yamarti ela b'shah shekol Yisrael nechnasin b'shar echad. This idea of b'chol, uva b'chol avas nafsha b'sheiris, that a person could come, a kohen could come whenever he wants and serve, it's only b'shah shekol Yisrael nechnasin b'shar echad. It's only at a time that all of Klal Yisrael is found in one city. When everyone's found in Yerushalayim, referring to when everyone's olel l'regel, during the Shalosh Regalim, that's when we say that all the kohanim are equal. Whoever wants to can take a share and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah mentioned Ubechiluk Lechem upon him that besides the Emurei HaRegalim, which we said means Masha Amur B'Regalim, besides the Karbanis of the Regal, so they would also split the Lechem upon him. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Minayin Shekol Mishmaris Shavais Bechiluk Lechem upon him. What's the Makar that all the Mishmaris are equal when it comes to dividing up the Lechem upon him? Which again, as we said, is not Emurei HaRegalim. It's not Masha Amur B'Regalim. Lechem upon him was divided weekly every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Makar that all the Mishmaris are Shavais when it comes to the Chiluk Lechem upon him? Tamil Laimer, the Pasuk says, Chelik Chelik Yechelu. It says that they divide up the parts that they eat. They're going to divide it all up. So, kechelik avoida, kechelik achila, which we dash in that just like they split the avoida, so they're also going to split these parts that get eaten. Umay achila. Now, what's the pasuk referring to? What's the drasha about that they're splitting up these parts that get eaten? Ilema karbanos. If you'll say that it refers to the karbanos of the regel, then not only do they divide up the avoida, they divide up who gets to eat the different parts of the karbanos. But mehasam nafka. Would that really be the makar? Chilik chilik chilu is the makar that they divide up the halakim that get eaten. That's not the makar. The makar is from the following pasuk. The kain amakir vaisa loisiya. The Torah says that whichever kain brings the carbon, so he gets to eat it. So the fact that we already have a makar that they divide up the avaida that everybody is shavuos, like we had previously from uva b'chol avas nafshay v'sheiris. So that already tells us gufa that they're also going to divide up the parts to get eaten because the pasuk says the kain amakir vaisa loisiya. So Ella, what's this pasuk of chelik echelik echelu referring to? Elo lachem apanim. It must be referring to the lachem apanim that they divide up this lachem apanim, which is a part that only gets eaten. There's no avaida really so much with the lachem apanim. It's just something which gets eaten. So that's what the pasuk's referring to when it says chelik echelik echelu, that they divide up the lachem apanim. So I might think that just like they're dividing up the lachem aponim, which is not miyuchad to yontif, it's something which is done every week. So to all chayveis haba'i shaloi machmas haregel, all different types of karbanis that are brought that aren't really yontif dika chiyuvim, but they're being brought baregel, that they're being done on yontif, like the karban tamid, or all different types of nedarim and nedavos. So I might think those also the mishmaris are shavos, and they all get the split. Tamulaymar levan mimkarav ala avos. So we dash from this pasuk of literally means except for what the avos sold to each other. That ma machru avos zelazeh. What's this referring to? What deal did the earlier generations make with each other? They made a deal that ani b'shabati v'ata b'shabtecha, that I in my Shabbos, you in your Shabbos. The mishmaris, the kahanim, in the previous diaries, they agreed upon with each other that they would divide up into different mishmaris. So the pasuk is saying, or maybe it's just nesmachta, but the pasuk is saying that although they're splitting the lechem upon him, it's levan mimkarav al avos. It's they're not going to divide up the things that they made a deal with each other. They made a deal with each other that they're going to split up into different mishmaris. Different mishmaris will every week bring the tamida and the darim and the dava. It's different mishmar every week. That stays the same even beregel. So the only thing that changes on the yontif is that the karbonis of the regal they divide up, and also we have this drasha from chilek echilek echilu that they also divide up the lechem upon him. But everything else, the other karbonis that just happened to be brought during the yontif, so those all go to the mishmar whose man is kavua for that week, like the Mishnah said. Ba'atzeres oimer lehelach v'chulu, we mentioned in the Mishnah that on Shavuos, so they divided up the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem, and so when they divided it, they would say, helach matzah elachamitz, to take your portion of the lechem upon him, and to take your portion of the shtei lechem. So now the Gemara is going to go on to a really completely different topic, and eventually we're going to tie it back into this line of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Amar, Rav says, Sukkah v'achar kach zman. So the shaila here is a person who, for whatever reason, he did not make a shechianu when he built the sukkah. And so now on the first night of sukkahs, he's coming to make kiddush. And the shaila is which bracha does he make first? Does he make the leishev basukkah first? Or does he make the shechianu? Does he make the bracha on the sukkah, the leishev basukkah? Or does he make the bracha on the zman, the bracha of shechianu, does he make that one first? So Itmar was stated that Rav Amar sukkah v'achar kach zman. That first a person makes a bracha on the sukkah, he makes his leishiv basukkah, and afterwards he makes the bracha of shachiyanu. Whereas Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar, that no, it's the opposite, zman v'achar kach sukkah. First a person makes the shachiyanu, and afterwards he makes the leishiv basukkah. Now the Gemara explains that Rav Amar Sukkah v'achar kach zman. Rav says that you should first make the bracha of leishev basukkah and afterwards make the bracha of shechianu because chiyuv v'diyayim ha'adif. It's better to first take care of the chiyuv that's miyuchud for that day. Although shechianu is also technically specific for the day, but shechianu is a bracha that we make on every yontif. As opposed to leishev basukkah, that's something that's miyuchad to sukkahs, so it would make more sense to be makdim to first say the bracha that's for the chiyuva of the day, of that specific day, to make the bracha of leishev basukkah, and afterwards make the shachiyanu. Whereas Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar, that zman v'achar kach sukkah, he says to first make shachiyanu, and his reason is because tadir v'sheinai tadir, tadir kaidem. Any time, the halacha is that any time you have two things in front of you, one is tadir, one is something which comes up frequently, and the other one is something which comes up less frequently, so the one that's more frequent comes first. So therefore Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that shechianu comes before sukkah because shechianu is more tadir, which obviously needs beer. How is shechianu more tadir than sukkah? Shechianu you only make on the Yamim Taivim. You make Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Leishev Basukkah, you make every single day in the Sukkah. Rabbi Bar Chana Lishitasai, he's the one who said on Memehem and Aleph that you make a bracha every single day. You don't just make one bracha and then it covers you for the whole Sukkah. Rabbi Bar Chana himself holds that you make a separate bracha every day. And anytime you're Mesiach Das, you come back into the Sukkah, and you make another bracha. A person can make Leishev HaSukkah many, many times throughout Sukkot. Especially if you, some make a Leishev HaSukkah even when they're not eating, even just going in to spend some time in the Sukkah. Some people make a Leishev HaSukkah. So if so, how is it that Rabbi Bar Chana says that the bracha of Shechianu is considered more tadir than the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah? So Rishon Zalman over here in his Chidushim on the Masechta, he explains that there's a difference between tadir and matzoi. They're both words that loosely translated can mean frequent, tadir and matzoi, but they actually have different definitions, as per the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim and Sadi Aleph, Amad Aleph, says that something's only considered tadir if there's a chiv to do it, which comes up often. When there's a chiyah for something to do something and it comes up often, that's called tadir. If there's something which a person just happens to do oftenly, it's not something that he's mechuyev to do. It happens to be, he does it often. So that's called matzoi. That's not called tadir. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, although when it comes to the mitzvah, to the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah, it could be a person's going to end up saying Leishev HaSukkah more times during Sukkot than he will make a Shechianu throughout the entire year, but still, Leishev HaSukkah is considered only matzoi, because there's only a chiv to sit in the sukkah on the first night. So therefore, even though a person might end up making Leishev HaSukkah the rest of the days, and even multiple times throughout the day, that doesn't make it more tadir than Shechianu, which a person has a chiv to make every single one of the regalim. So therefore, that's how Rishon Zalman explains that Shechianu is considered more tadir than the brach of Leishev HaSukkah, because Shechianu, you have a chiv to make more often than you have chiyuv to make the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah. I once saw a tshuva from Rav Ben Sion Cook, a Talmud of Rav Liashiv. He said a different pshat. He said that the reason why Shechianu is considered more tadir than Leishev HaSukkah is because it's scattered throughout the whole year. Every couple months, you're making a new Shechianu. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Every so often, you're making another Shechianu. As opposed to Leishev HaSukkah, where it's true, you might end up making it more times than you make a Leishev HaSukkah, than you make a Shechianu. But Leishev HaSukkah is all concentrated in the 7 days of Sukkot. So it could be it's going to be more often, but being that it's only 7 days of the year, it's all concentrated into 7 days of the year, so that's not called tadir. And he brings smuchim to this pshat from Amata Ephraim, which is Nyana Diyayma, talking about saying the capital tehillim of Lev David Hashem Ayri V'Yishi during Elul until Simchas Torah. And the Amata Ephraim in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph and Sifvav, and it's brought l'alacha as well by the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph and Sifka and Beis, that the Amata Ephraim says that on Rosh Chodesh during Elul, so you are supposed to say Baruch Nafshi before you say L'David Hashem Ariv Yishi. He says Baruch Nafshi comes first. Why does Baruch Nafshi comes first? Says the Mat Ephraim, because Baruch Nafshi is more tadir than L'David Hashem. And the question is how is Baruch Nafshi more tadir? How is Baruch Nafshi tadir more so than L'David Hashem Ariv Yishi? Baruch Nafshi you say on Rosh Chodesh, so you only say it 12 times a year. Whereas L'David Hashem Ariv Yishi, you're saying every single day, 2 times a day, from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres, you're going to be saying it over 100 times. So how could you tell me, how could it be that the Mat Ephraim says that Baruch Nafshi is more tadir than L'David Hashem Ariv Yishi? So says Rabbi Tzion Cook, what you see from here is that although Baruch Nafshi, it says less in terms of the amount of times, it said less than L'David Hashem, but being that it's every single month, so that's called more tadir. L'David Hashem might be more times, but it's all concentrated into 40 days of the year. Or more than 40 days of the year, but into the 50 days of the year that it said, the 51 days, as opposed to Baruch Nafshi, which is scattered throughout the whole year. So being that it's scattered throughout the whole year, that's called Tadir. So says Rabbi Tzion Cook, that's the Pshat in our Gemara as well, that Shechianu is considered Tadir more so than the Brach of Leishev HaSukkah, since Shechianu is said throughout the whole entire year. But Al Kapanim, that's the machlekes. So Rav says that Leshev Basuka comes first, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that Shachyanu comes first. So says the Gemara now that Leva Rav, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, beputo de beishamayu beiselu kamifligi. That it would seem that this machlekes Rav and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is the same machlekes as the machlekes that we had in Maseches Brachos. The Tan Rabbanim we learned in the Braisa. It's a Braisa elaborating on the Mishnah over there, Maseches Brachos on the Nalef Mabez. The Mishnah there says that Devarim Shabain Beisha, the Braisa there says that Devarim Shabain Beishamu Beisil Basuda, that amongst the differences that Beisham and Beisil have with the halachis of, with Hilchay Suda, is that Beishame Oimrim, Beishame says, Mevarich alayoyim v'acharkach Mevarich alayayin. That when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, so you're supposed to make a bracha on the day, Mekadosh HaShabbos, before you make a bracha on the wine, before you make your Bar Priya Gafen, whatever nosach you say. But the bracha of the Yoim comes before the Birchas Hanen and before the Bar Priya Gafen. Beis Hillel says that no, Mivarich alayayin v'acharkach Mivarich alayayin. That no, the bracha on the wine comes before the bracha on the day. And the Brayis elaborates that Beishamay Oimer Mivarich alayayin v'acharkach Mivarich alayayin. Beishamay says that you first make a bracha on the day and only afterwards you make a bracha on the wine. Shahayayim gayim alayayin shiyavay. Because the only reason why you're drinking wine right now is because of Shabbos. So the day is causing you to be drinking the wine, so it makes more sense to first make a bracha on the day and then only afterwards make a bracha on the wine. Additionally, says Beis Shammai, that ukvar kiddush hayoyim v'dayin yayin loyba. Another reason to be makt in the birchas hayoyim is because first it becomes Shabbos, and when it's Shabbos, you don't even have the wine yet on the table. A person is at shul, he's mekabel Shabbos, then he gets home and the wine comes onto the table. So being that in terms of time, sequence of time, the day comes before the wine, so too when a person makes the bracha, it makes more sense to be makt him and to first say the birchas hayoyim and only afterwards say the birchas hayayin. Whereas Beis Hillel says that no, it's the opposite, that mevarich alayayin v'acharkach mevarich alayayim, that first you make a bracha on the wine, and afterwards you make a bracha on the day. And the reason for that, says Beis Hillel, is shehayayin goyrim v'kedusha shetayamir. The only way you're able to make a bracha of Kiddush is if you have wine. So the wine is what's allowing you to make a bracha of Kiddush, so therefore it makes sense to first make a bracha on the wine, and then make a bracha on the day. Davar acher, or additionally, another reason why you should first make a bracha on the wine is because birchas hayayin tadira, u birchas hayayim ain't tadira, is because agafen is more tadir than kiddush, and therefore tadir v'sheinu tadir kaidim. So it makes more sense to first say birchas hayayin because that's more tadir. Now, even though we just mentioned the Gemara and Zvachim, that something which is not a chiv is not called tadir, the bracha of Vay Priya Gafen is still called tadir because you do have a chiv to make a gafen on many occasions throughout the year. Besides Kiddush, you also have a chiv to make a gafen by Havdalah and also by a chasana. They're different times, so therefore a gafen is considered more tadir than the bracha of Kiddush, than Birchas Hayoyim. And therefore, Beis Hillel says it's another reason to specifically make the bracha of Yayin before the Birchas Hayoyim. So says the Gemara now, that's the Machlekes now, Beisham and Beis Hillel. So it comes up, Beis Hillel holds of this Svara of Tadir, that Tadir should make it that the Birchas Hayoyim should become before the Birchas Hayoyim. And Beis Shammai clearly does not hold of this idea that Birchas Hayayin should come first. Now, of course, Beis Shammai holds of Tadir Vishinu Tadir Kaidem. So what's the Pshan in Beis Shammai? So the Gemara now is assuming that Beis Shammai holds that even though it's true that Birchas Hayayin is Tadir, but still Chiyumah Diyayim Ha'adif, still it makes more sense to make the bracha of Kiddush first, of the day, the Birchas Hayayin first, because Chiyumah Diyayim Ha'adif. So that's like, so that's like Rav. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav Damer Ke Beis Shammai. Rav is like Beis Shammai, who says that Chiyuma Diyayma, that precedes the Maila of Tadir Vishenoi Tadir. Now even though Beis Shammai didn't say that that was his reasoning, but the Gemara is assuming that that's included in Beis Shammai's reasoning, that the reason why we don't say Tadir Vishenoi Tadir Tadir Kaidem is because there's this Svara of Chiyuva Diyayma Adif. And so Rav is coming out like Beis Shammai. V'Rabba Bar Bar Chana Damer Ke Beis Hillel. And Rabba Bar Bar Chana Tana, who went with the Svar of Tadir, he said to first make the Brach of Shachianu before Leishiv HaSukkah, so he's going like Beis Hillel, who also goes with Tadir over Chiyuva Diayma. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Muchach. Amr Lach Rav, Rav could tell you that Anada Amri Afilu LeBeis Hillel. I even fit into the Shita of Beis Hillel. Because Ad Kan like Amri Beis Hillel Hasam, Beis Hillel only said over there by the Suda that you should be Makdim Yayin before Birchas HaYoyim, Ela Shahayayin Gairim LeKidusha Shita Yamir. It's because he also had a second Svara. It's because the Yayin is what's causing you to be able to make a Brach on Kiddush. So it wasn't just because of the Svara of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kaidem. That alone does not beat Chiyuva Diayma. Chiyuva Diayma would really beat Tadir. It's just that by the Suda, by Kiddush, besides the Svara of Tadir, you also have the Svara of the fact that the wine is what's causing you to be able to make Kiddush. So that's why we go with Yayin over Chiyuva Diayma. However, says Rabbit over here, but Avohach over here, when it comes to Leishiv Basukkah, Ilav's man, Miloy Amrinan Sukkah, if out the, without the Brach of Shechyanu, so you don't make a Leishiv Basukkah? Of course you do. So therefore, the only Svar you have going with for you against Chiyuva Diayma is Tadir. So then we don't go with Tadir. Then Chiyuva Diayma is Adif, and Eva Beis Hillel would agree to that. He only held that Yayin beats Chiyuva Diayma because he had an additional Svar, which doesn't apply over here by Leishiv Basukkah. Rabbi Bar Bachana Amar Lecha, and Rabbi Bar Bachana could tell you that I know that I'm Yafilu Beis Shammai, that I'm even going to feel Beis Shammai. Not that I need to Beis Shammai B'Malka Beis Hillel in a Mishnah, but in terms of Liba de Emes, my Shita is not necessarily against Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai might agree with me that when it comes to Sukkah, you should first make Shechianu because of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kaidem. Ad Kanlo Yamri Beis Shammai Hasam. Until now, Beis Shammai only said his halacha over there when it came to Kiddush by the Suda. It's because he had an additional svara. He had an additional svara of the fact that it's Shabbos, which is making you have Kiddush right now. It's not just that he didn't go with Tadir. Beis Shammai has no problems with Tadir. Beis Shammai loves going with Tadir. It's just that he had this svara going against Tadir of the fact that the yoyim is what's causing you to have the wine. But over here, by Sukkah, Ilav Sukkah, Milay Amin and Zman, it's only the Sukkah which is telling you to make a Shechianu, it's the Zman of Chag HaSukkos which tells you to make Shechianu. And therefore, Beis Shammai would agree in such a case that you should go with the Svara of Tadir, like I do, and that's why I say to make a Shechianu before the Brach of Leishiv HaSukkah. So the Gemara wanted to make the Machlaikis, Rav and Rabbi Bar Bachana, Taloi, and this Machlaikis, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which the Gemara is now saying that it's not Muchach. But Al-Kapanim, so why do we bring this all up here in Mesech HaSukkah and Nedvavam and Aleph? So we said because we're going to tie it back into our Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara is going to do now. Says the Gemara, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah that Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, when Shavuos falls out on the Shabbos, so they're dividing out the Shnei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim. So Aymer Lai, they say to the person when they're dividing it out to him, Heiloch Matzah, Heiloch Hametz. They say, take your Lechem Apanim, which we said is Matzah, and take the Shnei Lechem, which is Chametz. So the first thing they mention is the Lechem Apanim. Vahacha, now wait a second, over here, the Chametz Iker. The Iker is the Chametz. The Iker on Shavuos, the Chiyuva de Yoyma, so to speak, is the Shtei Alechem. That's the carbon that's miyuchud, that's the Avaida that's miyuchud to Shavuos. So Chametz Iker. Matzah Tafel. The Matzah is a Tafel. That's not miyuchud to Shavuos, that's something that's every week. And more than that, it's not even when they're dividing out the Lechem upon him, Rashi explains, they're not even dividing out this week's Lechem upon him. They're dividing out last week's Lechem upon him. Last week it was put on the Shulchan. This week when they take it off, that's when they're dividing it. So it was really last week's Avoida. And yet still, what do we see? The Katani Heilach Matzah Heilach Chametz. We see that when they divide it out, they first give out the matzah, they're makdim, the matzah, which is not the chiyuma diyayma, before the chametz. So you see, why are they dividing out the matzah? Why are they dividing out the lechem upon him first? Presumably because it's tadir. And tadir vishenu tadir tadir kaidem. So you see that tadir beats the svara of chiyuma diyayma, which is a tiyuf to the rav. This seems to refute the shita of rav, who says that chiyuma diyayma beats tadir. However, says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav, Rav will tell you that Tanayi, that really it's a Machloikas Tanayi, and which one they said first. So, Enechanami, from our Mishnah, it seems that Tadir beats Chuvid Yoima, but really it's a Machloikas Tanayi. The Tani we learned in the Raisa, Helach Matzah, Helach Chametz. The Tanakami says that first they would say Helach Matzah, and then Helach Chametz. Abishalaymer, they know the opposite, Helach Chametz, Helach Matzah. They would first say the Chuvid Yoima, and so Rav is going like Abishal. Darish of Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista Darshin, that like Divrei Rav, the Amar Sukkah of Acher Kachzman, that you don't go like Rav and make a Leishay Vasukkah and then Shachyanu, Ella, rather you go like Rav bar Bar Chana and it's Zman the Acher Kachzukkah. First you make a Shachyanu. Rav Sheshes braid Rav Idi Amar Sukkah of Acher Kachzman, he said to go like Rav and to first make a Leishay Vasukkah and then Shachyanu. The Hilchasa, however, the final halacha is Sukkah of Acher Kachzman, that we first make a Leishiv Vasukkah, and then the last bracha we make a Shachyanu, which is how we're naig today. The Mishnah mentioned Mishmar Shizmani Kavua, Vechulu, Vishar Karbanas Tzibur. So the Mishnah said that when it comes to Karbanas that just happen to be brought on Yontif, but they're not really Karbanas of the Yontif, like Tamidin, Nadarim, Nadavais, so those go to the Mishmar whose man is technically Kavua for that week. And then the Mishnah said that the Mishmar who's Kavua for that week, they also get to bring Shar Karbanas Tzibur, they also get to bring other Karbanas Tzibur. So Lasuye Mai, what's that coming to, or what's that referring to when it says that they also bring other karbanas tzibur, says the Gemara, Lasuye par halam davar shel tzibur v'si'iri avaydes kechavim. It's referring to these karbanas that are brought if the Bezdin makes a mistake, they issue faulty psak and rave the tzibur are nichshol and certain averis, so they bring a par halam davar shel tzibur, and if the ched is an avaydazara related avera, so then they bring a siri avaydazara, siri avaydes kechavim. But so these karbanas, if they happen to come out during a regel, so those also go to the Mishmar that's Kavua that week in the Beis HaMikdash. And then we said in the Mishnah of Hu Makriv Es HaKol, that he brings all the Karbanis. That Mishmar brings all the Karbanis. So Lasuye Mai, what's that coming to add? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Kayit HaMizbeach, it's coming to include the fact that they also bring the Karbanis of Kayit HaMizbeach, which is the idea that they never allowed the Mizbeach to be inactive. So if there were no Karbanis that needed to be brought at any specific time, so for that, they had a special fund to buy oilos that were used to just bring on the Mizbeach, just to keep the Mizbeach busy. So these karbanis were called Kayitz HaMizbeach, so those also, they went to the Mishmar whose man was really Kavur for that week if it wasn't Yontif. So with regards to the karbanis of the Regal and also the Lechem Apanim, they divide. Everything else, though, goes to the Mishmar that was Kavur for that week.